One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you read your Bible in Jeremiah chapter 4 and read from verse 24 down, he tells us about the judgment on the earth. And then you discover why God said, let us make man in our image. He didn't say, let us make something in our image and call him man. He said, let us make man, meaning there was a man before. He said, let us make man in our image. Meaning, man was not before then in the image of God. Are you still there? Are you sure you're still there? All right. So you talk about man who was created or who existed millions of years ago. That story is true. That man lived millions of years ago. Oh, yes. They said he had a tail. Oh, yes. They said he had a long jaw. Oh, yes. They said he looked beastly and ugly. Oh, yes. That was man in that form. But after the destruction of the world, when it was covered with water and darkness, in verse 2, the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon it, upon the earth. Man had been judged. The whole world had been destroyed. That man was not made in the image of God. That's the one that science has discovered some of his bones. Why? Because, you see, the account of creation in the book of Genesis is not the account of original creation. It is the account of a recreation. Are you still here? Now, what I'm preaching to you now, I already preached it in a series of teachings in 1990. So some of you ought to have the tapes. I gave you this in a series of teachings in 1990. That's how many years ago? What? 14 years ago. All right. So I'm not telling you something that's new. It's been there all the time. 14 years ago, you had the tapes. Of course, most of you were not here then. You are freshmen. Hallelujah. See, when you understand the Bible, you don't have problems with science. You don't have problems with, you know, the discoveries and so on and so forth. It's people who are ignorant. Some are even trying to support God. And they say, no. Man is only 6,000 years old. No, man in the image of God is almost 6,000 years old. But not man in his original creation. And the earth is more than 6,000 years old. So the account in Genesis is an account of recreation, not of creation. You say, how do you know? It's all in the Bible. All right, number one. You notice when God said, let there be light, and then he separated the light from the darkness and so on and so forth, and then the various birds and animals, you know, the mammals, the reptiles and so on, they lived in the being. Then he said something in the 28th verse of chapter 1. Talking about man, after he had made man in his image and in his likeness. He says, God gave them dominion. And God said, replenish the earth. Now that's a key word right there. You don't replenish something that was not there before. As far as God said, replenish the earth, God meant that the earth was in good shape before and became bad. And now he's giving man the responsibility to set it in order again. So it proves that that creation was a recreation, and man was now given his part of the job to replenish the earth. That means recultivate it. Begin to put it in order again. Set the whole thing straight. That's what God told you. That's why he used the word replenish the earth. Hallelujah. Are you still there? All right. Now. In verse 3, chapter 1, Genesis, I said, God said. In verse 26, he said, let us. Already we found someone in verse 2. He's called the Spirit of God. And he was moving upon the face of the waters. And then God said. And when you study later in the Bible, you find that it was the Spirit of God that caused this creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, who is the Spirit of God? Because until you understand the Spirit of God, you cannot understand Jesus. Who is the Spirit of God? I've told you. I know that I've told you. Who is the Spirit? Dun, 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 dun. The Bible says to make melody in your heart to the Lord. That's exactly what I'm doing. See, the Word of God, you practice the Word of God. Do you understand? You don't just read it. He says, make melody in your heart to the Lord. So what do you do? See, when you're cool, when you're happy, when you're full of joy, when you're full of the Spirit, that'll happen. But when your life is roasted, I mean, you're in bad shape. You can't sing songs. Hallelujah. But you ought to know this. Don't live according to life's experiences. Live above them. And before long, you will dominate them. Hallelujah. Are you still here? All right, I said, who is the Spirit of God? Who is he? When we say Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we're talking about the same thing, all right? It's the same thing. We're referring to the same person. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. King James calls him Holy Ghost. Newer versions say Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit of God. But who is he? Jesus defined him. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 15. This Holy Spirit, this precious, wonderful Holy Spirit of God, do you love him? Let me tell you about him. Hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. From chapter 15 in John's Gospel, I'm reading to you from verse 26. All right, verse 26, are you ready? But when the Comforter, the Greek used the word parakleton. That means one called to go together with you. Called to go together with you. In other words, he's walking alongside. He's going together with you. He says, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Have you noticed that now? What is he called? One more time. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So mercy, thank you, Holy Ghost. Whew. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Now, the word truth It's referring to reality. So you say, the spirit of reality. Oh, thank you, Lord. So he says, but when the comforter, now, you remember what Jesus said, I'll pray the Father and he shall send you another comforter. All right, you remember that? What was he talking about? He says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. The Greek called him Allos Parakletos. What does that mean? When Jesus said, another comforter. He says, Allos Parakletos. Allos is Greek for another. And then Parakletos. One called to go with you. Together with you. Why did Jesus use Allos? Because he ought to have said Heteros Parakletos. Meaning another one. It would be another. So they used two words for another. One was heteron or allon. Or you say allos or heteros. Heteros parakletos. Meaning another comforter. Now comforter was one of the several Greek synonyms. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.